Just two words give you the key to unlocking Chipping Camden's secrets. One is in the name. Chipping is Old English for market. The town's first market charter was awarded in 1180, with the Chipping prefix becoming popular by the middle of the 1200s. Blessed by its position close to the Foss Way on the old trade route to Cirencester, Chipping Camden became the focus of an expanding area. A key figure was Hugh de Gondeville, who Mark Richards describes as the effective founder of the famous curved marketplace. De Gondeville, it seems, was asked to take over the manor in 1185 on behalf of King Henry. It was de Gondeville who developed the township by laying out a market street on a new open site. The other word that goes with Chipping Camden is wool. In the two centuries after 1066, there was a significant shift in emphasis across the Cotswolds from arable to pasture farming, with sheep making an indelible impression. The Cotswolds became internationally renowned for its wool and Chipping Camden one of the major centres for its trade. The merchant families who emerged traded large quantities not only from the Cotswolds but also Wales and the Marches. Their customers came from Italy and Spain as well as the Low Countries. The buildings in the High Street so celebrated by Pevsner, the great architectural historian, reflect a bygone era when the rich invested much of their wealth into the local community, helping to make the landscape and environment what it is today. One such was William Greville, whose house is shown in the Cotswold Companion paperback and e-book editions. The decline of the wool trade in the 15th century as a result of the wars with France ushered in a period of relative decline for the town. Unlike Wotton, Dursley, and Painswick, making cloth wasn't a serious option because of the lack of streams and rivers to drive the wheels of mills. Yet the landscape and its environment had become such that admirers effectively came to the rescue. There was some great rebuilding in the late 1500s, followed by significant civic endowment developments associated with Sir Baptist Hicks in the first half of the 1600s. Hicks was a close confidant of James I and effectively one of his bankers. It was at this time that the almshouses and Woolstaplers' Hall were built, along with Camden House. Sadly, the latter was burnt down during the English Civil War just some 30 years later, and all that now remains are two gatehouses, two Jacobean banqueting houses, restored by the Landmark Trust, together with Lady Juliana's Gateway. It's also because of its landscape and environment that Chipping Camden and the area more generally came to be associated with the arts and craft movement. It was C.R. Ashby who brought the Guild and School of Handicraft to Camden in 1902. Ashby established the Guild in 1888 in London, while a resident at Toynbee Hall, one of the original settlements set up to alleviate inner-city poverty in Whitechapel. It was housed in workshops at Essex House in the Mile End Road, with a retail outlet in the heart of the West End in fashionable Mayfair. The school closed in 1895 with Ashby, according to Wikipedia, blaming the failure of the Technical Education Board of the London County Council to keep its word, and the impossibility of carrying on costly educational work in the teeth of state-aided competition. The close-by Court Barn is now a museum celebrating the rich arts and crafts tradition of the area. The permanent display celebrates nine lives or workshops that were established in the North Cotswolds. It starts with Ashby and continues with former members of Ashby's Guild who remained working in Chipping Camden following its dissolution in 1908. Although it only survived for a few years, the Guild added another phase to the town's landmarks and character. One legacy is the silk mill in Sheep Street, still home to the Hart family silversmiths. Another is the Court Barn Museum itself.